Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Shabbat Tzav, Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 10 of Nedarim, Mishneh Chet, the eighth and final Mishnah in this chapter, and we'll be learning the beginning of the final chapter of Nedarim soon. Hafarat Nedarim Kol Hayom, the annulment of Nedarim by the father or the husband is the entire day. And the Mishnah explains, Yesh B'Devar Lahakil U'Lachachmir. And this rule can be a leniency or a stringency. Ketzad, how so? So for example, Nodra Balele Shabbat. She made her neder during the night of Shabbat, Friday night. So maybe they're sitting down to have Kiddush on Friday night. Shabbos has already started. And she makes a vow abstaining from wine. That we'll see in the next chapter what kind of vows the father-husband can actually annul. So the Mishnah says, Yafir Belele Shabbat, he can make for the neder that night, Friday night, Ubiyoma Shabbat, all day Saturday, Ad Shetech Shach, until the sun goes down, until Shkia on Saturday evening, which of course, after that, is the end of Shabbat, and then Havdalah. Now the Mishnah contrasts this, Nadra Im Hashecha, if she made the neder just before sunset, on any given day, Mefer Ad Shetech Shach, he would have to annul it before the sun goes down. It might be just a few moments he has. She'im choshcha v'lo hefer, if he heard the neder and then the sun went down, even though he only had a few moments, einu yachol l'chafer. The father or husband can no longer mefer because the day is done. It has to be what the Torah says, biyom shom'o, on the day of his hearing. And we're seeing this is the actual day, not a 24-hour period. And the Gemara and the Mefarshim point out that we use the example Shabbat in the Mishnah to teach that the husband or the father can annul vows even on Shabbat, whereas a sage, if she goes to a sage to undo a neder or shvua, if it's something related to Shabbat, then yes, it could be done on Shabbat if there's really a necessity, but you don't just go on Shabbat to annul a neder for a Tuesday. Let's go on to chapter 11, Mishnah Aleph. Ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer, and these are the vows that he, meaning either the husband or the father, is able to annul. As we mentioned in the last chapter, it's not every single vow, but it's vows that have some sort of self-deprivation or self-restriction, or vows that affect the relationship or the family unit. So the Mishnah starts with the first category, Dvarim Sheyesh Bahem, items, vows that have in them, Inui Nefesh, affliction of the soul, meaning some form of self-deprivation. For example, Im Erchatz Ve'im Lo Erchatz, if I bathe or if I do not bathe. Now the Mishnah is basically saying the same effect of the neder in two different ways. For example, if this young woman said, I'm making asur behana, I'm forbidding any benefit of bathing on myself, im erchatz, if I bathe. If I take a bath today, it will be my last bath. Or she's saying, or lo erchatz, I'm never going to bathe, I'm forbidding all of hana, all enjoyment of bathing, or forbidding myself to go to the bathhouse. So it's two ways of saying the same thing, that she's not going to bathe. Or im et kashet, im lo et kashet. Or if I adorn myself, or I don't adorn myself. So again, she's saying, if I put on makeup or jewelry or do my hair today, I never do it again. Or I will not, she could simply be saying, I will never do it again, I'm not going to do it, so the hana is forbidden to me. Amar Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi qualifies, he says, ein elu, these examples are not nidra inui nefesh. These are not vows of self-affliction. Now, obviously, a lack of bathing or a woman not putting on makeup and jewelry causes at least discomfort. You understand, all women at all ages want to be considered beautiful. You should tell them that they are. And the lack of bathing makes people feel uncomfortable. It might make the people next to them also feel uncomfortable. It's certainly a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro to bathe and be presentable. But even with no one around, it can cause some discomfort. What Ryosi is really saying here is these things are a discomfort, but they don't rise to the level of self-affliction. If it's just for a day or two, maybe at the most, then it's sort of a temporary discomfort, but it's not really a self-affliction. However, Ryosi would agree that these are the other category. These are vows that are baino, beino veino, that are affect relationships, either with the family or with the husband. Even one day of going without bathing or without beautification could, damage a relationship, even if it doesn't damage, cause real self-affliction. We'll continue with this theme and explore it some more tomorrow. Have a great Shabbos. Zei gesund.